is Max and Friends, but Avery's in the house because Max is off tonight. He might pop in to call in and check in on us, but we've got an awesome show lined up. I've got Guy Blue's relationship expert in the house, and I'm also going to be having on Steph Lang, who's an amazing Canadian new and upcoming artist. So I'm so excited for this show. We are going to bust it with hot topics on Max and Friends, and I'm going to invite Guy to the show. Guy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Avery. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Are you ready for your first edition of Max and Friends?
Yes, I am. And I'm looking forward to... What, can we call this celebrity assassination today?
I am down for that. Guy is a really awesome friend of mine, but he is also Dr. Smack of Smack Therapy. He has written the book called Marriage and How to Avoid It, and he's the instigator of realistic relationships. And I think you guys are going to have fun with him. I'm also going to invite you guys to call in and ask your relationship questions as well to our studio, which is 323-203-0815. Or you can even Twitter us at twitter.com/MaxTucci. All right. Ronan, do we have our Hot Topics button ready to go?
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
Okay, Guy, how did you like that sound effect?
I think I feel sick, actually. I got queasy and I don't feel very well.
Uh-oh.
What was it? What
I'm
was
gonna
it?
Have to give... what?
What was that? That wasn't Steph Lang. She's much better than that.
I know, that's actually our Hot Topic sound effect. Steph Lang's coming up after you, but right now we're going to talk about Hot Topics. Are you ready?
Yes, Mama.
Okay, Real Housewives of New Jersey. Teresa, do you watch Real Housewives of anything?
No, I have a life.
Oh.
I can't possibly watch that stuff, but I'm perfectly prepared to make a comment on something I know nothing about. Let's go.
All right, so the Real Housewives of New Jersey's Teresa Goldis. Now, see, I don't even watch it either, so I don't even know if I said that name right. But anyways, she is petitioning because, well, her, I guess her trustee is petitioning against their bankruptcy claim because she apparently is accused of hiding $250,000 for her cookbook called The Skinny Italian. How can you be skinny and how can you be Italian? That's my first question. And how can you hide $250,000?
I'll tell you, the answer to the first question is bulimia. You eat a lot of pasta and then you vomit back up, and that's all good. That's how you stay skinny. And the answer to the second question is you probably have a bank account in another country, and then you shift your money over there, which is what a lot of people do these days. Unfortunately, I got to say, I've come to the conclusion that I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Republicrat. I like people to be able to make their money and keep it, but I think they should be fair with the distribution of it. That's my kind of solution to the whole problem.
It's true.
And I think she's being unfair. It's not very cool of her.
I just think that it's a lot of money to just all of a sudden be hiding. I mean, that's more money than most people make in a given year. So... yeah, get off your high horse. Don't file for bankruptcy. Just come on, people. Okay, next thing. Taylor Lautner. Now, do you watch Twilight, Guy?
Unfortunately, I got dragged to it once, and that, again, was a pretty bad experience. I was horrified by the makeup on Robert Pattinson was the most frightening thing, but Taylor Lautner and his bare, naked chest the whole way through the movie was the second most frightening thing. Maybe that should have been the first most frightening thing. But yes, Taylor Lautner, I know who he is.
I know. I watched the first one and I was like, okay, I cannot watch number two, number three, and forget the book because I think that I would be in a coma. But
yeah,
anyways.
It's been written by a Mormon.
Is it really?
Yes, and that's why they don't have any premarital sex. Oh, good Lord. Okay.
But they make out quite a bit. Anyways, so Taylor Lautner, he apparently was getting an RV made in time for his film, his new film called Abduction. And it's apparently a $300,000 RV, which is kind of the kind of RVs I like to travel in. But anyways, it wasn't ready for the show. So... I guess there was a lawsuit that was made, and he sued the company for not having it ready, $40,000. Can you believe this?
I'm beginning to realize why his movie's called Abduction. He's abducting people's money.
Exactly.
Okay, go on. So what happened? Did he win?
No, he totally won, but he's taking the $40,000 and he's going to donate it to the Lollipop Theater Network. Now, this is actually a organization, a non-for-profit organization, which brings the movies that you could go out and see in the movie theater to kids that are confined in hospitals due to chronic illness, and I think that's kind of awesome. It's sad he had to do the lawsuit, but it was really good that, you know, it's going so kids can watch the movies.
I'm with you on that. I mean, he shouldn't have done the lawsuit, but if you're going to do the lawsuit, at least put the money towards a good cause. So he loses on one aspect and wins on the other, right?
I agree. What else do we have, Guy? What about our friend Paris Hilton?
Oh, God. Now, she's someone who does nothing good with her fame whatsoever, and I just can't understand why Lindsay Lohan can't run her over or something.
We're getting to that story, but Lindsay Lohan's hitting everybody these days. But we'll get to that one, too. Paris Hilton, she's hiding in Maui, though. So, like, Lindsay Lohan can't possibly accidentally hit her right now because she's in Maui. Because, you know, the cocaine she said that wasn't in her purse, which she tweeted months ago. Look at my new Chanel purse, everybody. Yeah, that's just a hopeless, you know, end of the road situation there. But she's hiding out in Maui. That's all I really wanted to say about that.
And what is she doing in Maui?
Eating $750 worth of groceries.
Right. She's gross, man. That woman needs to just be taken off the planet. She's a waste of space. She does nothing with her fame. She helps nobody. She's a hindrance. She's just horrendous. I'll run her over. Get Lindsay Lohan out. I'll go to Maui. Get me on a flight now.
Okay. Well, hold on, Guy, because Lindsay Lohan is actually now accused of a hit and run on a pedestrian and a baby stroller. Can you believe this?
Of course you can. It's Lindsay Lohan.
I know. She's out of rehab in jail for like 30 days, and she like literally is driving her car, her high-powered Maserati. She comes out where she doesn't apparently look both ways before making her turn. She grazes a woman and a child. Can you believe this?
Yes, I can totally believe this. With Lindsay Lohan, you believe anything you hear. It's like, oh, really? Big deal. Oh, what? She parachuted into space and never came back? Oh, big deal. She's so random and bonkers, that girl, that anything she does is not surprising anymore. She actually should start running over paparazzi instead of running over innocent bystanders. That would do her more of a favor.
I agree, but like how, I don't know. I think she should still be in jail. I think that, yeah, there's a lot of things that are wrong here. Is there rehab for hitting people? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, that's the new thing, isn't it? Traffic school. Traffic rehab. But yeah, I agree with you. She should not be out of rehab. She should not be out of jail, and she should not be driving a car. She's just incapable. And it's very sad, really, because she had a lot of potential. And she, you know, managed to drill that into a big, deep hole.
Especially, like, after last week when she released the statement saying that she wants to have her life back and she wants to get her fame back. Do you remember that? She released that big statement after getting out of jail, like, I want my life back, I want my everything back. But apparently she's just not getting it back.
You know, this is one of the things I talk about in relationships. Words and actions have to go together. And the problem with Lindsay Lohan is her words and her actions never go together. So you just can't trust her. It's like, go away.
Exactly. And, of course, we have to talk about this last one because you actually said we must talk about this new discovery with Kanye. Whatever. Kanye West.
Kanye.
Whatever. Is he still famous?
That's a much better name for him. Kanye West is much better. He's a hot chili pepper. It's hilarious.
Well, I'm sorry. He's finally tweeted his apology to Taylor Swift for the mess that he made at last year's MTV Video Music Awards when he cut Taylor Swift off mid-speech to say that Beyonce deserved the award over her. Blah. So a year later, and he's finally tweeting his apology, and we know why, right? Because the MTV Music Awards is coming up, and he needs some more publicity.
Yes, she does, doesn't she? Little Kanye,
no, he
such
does.
A little girl. I know, he's such a little girl, though. He should be called Kanye, Mrs. Kanye West. He's just embarrassing. And but I'm glad he apologized at last, and I'm glad that he's finally repented his sins. I'm sure that Taylor, being the good religious girl that she is, will forgive him. Whether she'll forgive, I don't know, but she should forgive him.
I don't know if I'd ever forget that, but anyways, what can you do?
Yeah, he's horrendous. Yes, what
he's
can
horrendous.
You do?
So we are going to wrap up Hot Topics tonight. Wasn't that fun?
Yes, that was awesome. I love assassinating people I've never met before.
Well, I love having you in the house to help me assassinate them. I mean, I think Hot
Anytime.
Topics has been a success. I think it's been a success. Yes. Anyways, moving right along, more importantly, this is the part that I love. And because I always call Guy with all my little relationship advice. When I'm feeling crappy about a crappy date, I call up Guy and he tells me, Avery Graham, you are so smart and something better is going to come along. And that guy was stupid. You must higher your standards. He also frequently reminds me that I'm not single, and single is a bad word. Right, Guy?
Yes, if you say you're single, you're going to stay that way. It's too depressing. You mustn't say that word. What's the word we use, honey?
Multiplication. It's the new sexy equation. Because, ladies, explain why, Guy.
Well, because if you sit down at a dinner table and somebody says, oh, so have you got a boyfriend? You go, no, I'm single. Even guys, you know, I'm single. It just sounds so depressing. If you say I'm multiple, immediately people, their ears prick up. What do you mean multiple? Well, I have multiple options, multiple choices. I do multiple things in a day. If I want to go on multiple dates, I can. If I want to have multiple partners, that's fine, as long as I'm safe. But, you know, it's all about just having more options and advantages. If you say you're single, you sound so downbeat and desperado. And that, to me, doesn't really put you out there as somebody that's got lots of opportunities. And I think that someone with a lot of opportunities comes across as confident, comes across as more appealing, and is more likely to find themselves in a better situation and the possibility of a great relationship.
Exactly. Oh, I love that. I mean, anybody listening, does anybody else agree with this statement? You know what, at first when he told me this, I was kind of like, oh yeah, so aka slut. But you know what, after he explains it, that totally doesn't come across at all. It makes a lot more sense. And you know what, honestly, at the end of the day, being single is kind of depressing when you can think about that you are really just enjoying the field, seeing what is out there, and not settling for something. Right, Guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, the biggest thing I come across with people is they have such an agenda about their love life that they ruin the enjoyment of their dating life. You know, everybody, oh, singles and so depressing. Well, it is, because most people look at it as something that they don't want to be in, rather than saying, you know what, I'm going to have the opportunity to meet a lot of people. I might meet people that completely don't click with me, but I might meet people who are amazing with me. I might meet people that click with me for a night, people that click with me for a week. But whichever one it is, as long as I'm in there and enjoying myself and it feels good to me, then none of it is wasted. It's always a good lesson as long as you learn from the experience. Most people, they don't take away the lesson from the experience, and they go back repeating the same thing. Oh, this is so depressing. I hate being single. I just want to be in a relationship. So my whole thing is enjoy dating as much as you enjoy being in a relationship, and all of a sudden, every aspect of your life is great, because most relationships come to an end. You're going to find yourself in a situation where you're going to have to go dating or be multiple, and that's the time when you can enjoy yourself as well. It's not some depressing, terrible situation.
I know. I love it. I love it.
Yes.
So I think what we need to do is we need to invite callers to call in. And our studio number is 323-203-0815. Call in with your questions to Ask Guy. And also, call in to let us know, do you guys really think multiplication is the new sexy equation? I want to know. Because I think that it is. And I think that it puts a fabulous new spin on being single and being able to have a good time and to not feel like being in a relationship, you're missing out. Because honestly, I don't think that you are. I'm quite happy single, and it's so great, too.
Excuse
I mean,
me?
Like Guy says, you learn new things, and you get to learn yourself better, too, which is cool.
Yeah,
I'm multiplying.
I think, you know,
did I say the S
said,
word?
You just said
I meant multiplying.
You meant multiple. You're multiple.
I'm going to have to...
I mean, one of, I will. I'm going to come and harass you later about that. But one of the things, you know, I know a lot of people go into relationships and they want it to be ideal. And that's a very nice way to look at life. No, I'm going to be single and then I'm going to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend and then I'm going to be in a relationship. And it's very idealistic. And, you know, part of what I do is...
Really importantly, oh, dang. Caller, you know what? I know that you just called and you just hung up. So can you please call back? I really want your opinion here. Continue, Guy. I cut you off and I thought we had somebody, but we just, they hung up.
I can't believe it. But, you know, one of the things I try and do with Realistic Relationships at realisticrelationships.com is... Mm-hmm. Be realistic. Don't be idealistic. Because, you know, trying to be idealistic about life is just impractical and you generally end up disappointed. So always be as realistic as you can be. And multiple is more realistic than single because single is just depressing.
I know. I love it. Okay, guess what? Our caller is back. So, caller, you're Woo! Live on LA Talk Radio on Max and Friends. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Max. Happy Labor Day, everybody. What's up, Avery?
Did you call
up,
Max?
I did. I wanted to prank you all. Y'all been punked by Max. What's up?
Max,
you know what's fucked up? I should have pranked you all. Shit. What's up, y'all? All right, here's the deal. I'm at an amazing party. I'm so weird. I'm calling into my own show. It's fucking freaking me out. Anyway, I'm at my friend Wesley Voltaggio's house. They're on Arizona iced tea. Everyone, check out drinkarizona.com because it's an amazing product. We're here right now for Labor Day party. It's a big hoedown. Dolly Parton was here. It was real good. Avery, what are you guys doing right now?
I'm missing out. I'm jealous. I'm so jealous, Max.
Well, drinkarizona.com. Wait, so what are you guys doing right now? Hot Topics or did we miss it?
You totally missed Hot Topics. We were talking about Guy has this really sexy equation, and it's called multiplication. You're not single. You're multiplying, and you're exploring your options and everything else. And we were just getting people's feedback on what they think about multiplication. I love it.
Well, Guy, you know what I say, Guy. We don't die.
Say what?
We don't die. We multiply.
Yes, sir, we do. We only
Wait, you know
multiply.
What? I want to have you back on because you and I agree on a lot of things. Because I have the big theory, like, fuck them all and marry none kind of deal. So I think we'll have a lot of fun, and definitely I want to have you back on. But are you guys having fun?
Yeah, we're having a great time. We actually changed Hot Topics to celebrity assassination. Was it called celebrity assassination? Something like that. We decided to assassinate everybody.
Yeah, celebrity assault, we'll call it. Yeah, that's good. Wait, I love your accent. How, Avery, you get people from all over to come on. Good
I
accent.
Totally do. Guy is from actually Malibu. Right, Guy?
Yes.
And
Avery,
I've known
you
Guy
get people,
for like...
You get lots of...
I was going to say, I've known Guy for like 4 years. He's absolutely my relationship.
So you're from Malibu, so that means like you went to the Madonna School of English?
No, I was born and raised in Alabama. No, I'm joking. I was born and raised in England and in Alabama, have you heard of it? Huntsville? No, I'm joking. I was born and raised in England, and I moved to Malibu, because being in England for too long makes you go crazy.
Right? Well, y'all good. But I hope y'all are having fun. And who's that? That's Spencer.
Max, I think we're having fun. We need to have Guy back. Yeah. I think it's done and done.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to have Guy back. Y'all have fun. And remember, drinkarizona.com.
Avery,
hold down the fort for me tonight. I know you're all doing a great job. I'm Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Well, we miss you, and we love you lots, and drinkarizona.com. Go get your drink on.
That's right. Anyway, so y'all have fun. I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, big hug, big kiss. Bye, Max.
All right, bye, Avery. Bye, guys. Bye. Thanks so much for being on. Bye, guys.
Pleasure, man. See you soon. Bye.
Okay, Guy.
Yes, honey.
Max just took over. Max just kind of intruded on our show. So I wanna go back to you and me and Smack Therapy, and I'm on your website, and there's some really hilarious questions on here. Like, for example, is nurture stronger than nature? And you said, did you use toilet paper? Then nurture wins.
Is that not true?
I just think it's funny.
On the very front of Smack Therapy, it says, the truth hurts, but it's still true. And ultimately, and that's what Smack Therapy is all about. Smacktherapy.com, the truth hurts, but it's still true. And I love, you know, I love, I have people, they ring in, what, you know, what, Dr. Smack, what do you think of bulimia? My answer, it makes me sick. Dr. Smack, what do you think of anorexia? My answer, at least it's environmentally friendly.
Oh, my God.
Ultimately, you're not, you know, I mean, like, that's the truth.
Some people ask you some, truth. But some people ask you some really, excuse my French, but some really e-opt questions, like, is suicide painless? First of all, if you committed suicide, you wouldn't be here with me right now. People ask you if they're ugly. I think that's a weird question. My wife had an affair and I caught her. What do you think? I have a hairy back. What do I do? Like, these questions are out of control, and it's pretty funny. And we have a caller, so let's invite our caller. Caller, you're on Max and Friends. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Spencer from Sands Point, New York. Friends with Max, a million. In the hit house, what's the deals?
Do you have a question for Guy?
Yeah, I have a question. What are you wearing right now?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you.
What are we discussing? Sorry, do you have a question for Guy, a relationship expert?
Oh, you're a relationship expert? Okay, so let me ask you this. So if my girlfriend comes to me and said, I don't want to have sex with you right now because I'm having a little conditioning expedition, what would I have to say to that?
They don't want to have sex with you? That's the question.
No, I try to play with her little clitoris, and she doesn't want to play with me back.
Oh my God, Guy, what do we have to say about this? I'd say get a new girlfriend, and that's
yes,
that.
I'm with you. You see, Avery, you're such a good learner. Get a new girlfriend. If she doesn't want to have fun, bye bye. Next,
good one. All right, see, I'm like Mrs. Smack.
Yeah, you're fantastic. You're learning. You're a quick learner, honey.
All right, so anyways, back to this. I've got another question, actually, from a friend of mine, and her name's Jen, and she wants to know what – wait, hang on. Let me get the exact word. What's the best way to ask if a guy is interested in you? What's the best way, Guy?
To ask a guy if he's interested in you. There's no way.
Yeah.
You don't ask. If you have to ask, then he's not interested.
Good point.
Ultimately, all relationships are chemical, and it's all about how you make someone feel. And if a guy's interested, he'll make that move. He'll come towards you, and he'll make the effort. And you, all you have to do as a woman is make sure that you're open to him coming towards you. Don't be open to the wrong person coming towards you, but if the right person is in front of you, don't suddenly turn your back. You know, I know girls that they go, oh, my God, when I see a guy I like, I turn my back on him, I run into the corner. Well, that's clever. What's wrong with you? You know, it's like if you see a guy you like, smile at him, make eye contact, make it easy for him to come over and say, hey, I love your hair, or you look so much fun, can I buy you a drink? Whatever it might be, but don't close off. Be open to him. That's all you can do. Nothing more. You know, you don't want to go, are you interested in me? He might be like, well, what do you mean interested? Interested in sniffing you, or interested in taking you out for a eat, or interested in having sex and running away? You immediately mm-hmm. open yourself up to a whole bunch of problems. So the best thing you can do is just, do you know you like a guy and you know the guy, just smile and be around and he'll make the move if it's right for him, and that's all you can do.
I love that. I love that simple answer. If he's into you, he will make the move. Hey, Guy, you know what I want to ask you before we have to go? So last week when Max was away, I told my story, and I don't know if you caught it, but I told my story how I went on this date and how this guy was like, I'm going to be back in, swear to God, 5 minutes. I'll meet you at my place. And I was supposed to meet him. And he ended up showing back up at his place 15 minutes later with another girl. And it was just like the most awkward situation. I mean, for me, it was like, I'm not even going to call and ask why he decided to do that. I'm not even going to acknowledge it. But then you know what happened? I was like, screw you, we're done, we're over, I don't want to talk to you anymore, right? But then I got a text message later on in that week saying, hey, Avery, I'm sorry, it wasn't like that. But if it wasn't like that, wouldn't he have called me that night to tell me that?
Honey, the second a guy says, hey, I'll be back in 5 minutes, you go, I'm sorry? That's where the problem lies. Where's he going? To score coke? To pick up another chick? Oh, yes, that one. It was one of the two.
No, I'm sorry, I explained that badly. I was meeting him back at his place for our date. Because I was coming from work. And he was like, yeah, I'm 5 minutes away. And then he showed up with another
girl. The second he turned up at your house, or his house with another girl, you should have looked at him, driven away, maybe introduced yourself, but probably not, and just driven away and deleted his phone number.
It's true.
Like, you don't want people like that. If a guy doesn't treat you like a gentleman, he's not the guy for you. He's not the guy for any girl. If you don't make you feel good, what's the point of being with them? There's enough problems in life without being made to feel bad about stuff, you know? So
it's
I think if you're going to be in any form of relationship, it's got to make you feel good. Of course, it has to might require work. There's going to be compromise, but it should be compromise that you don't mind doing. That's okay. Yeah, I can wait for him for 10 minutes. But I don't mind. I don't like him turning up with another girl. That's not a compromise.
I didn't like that either. So that's why I
said nobody should like that.
So that's why I said I don't know what's worse: you being late, you showing up with another girl in front of me, or me having to wait for you. But anyways, deleted him. Didn't want to talk to him again. And I randomly got this text message saying, "I'm really sorry. It wasn't like that." A week later, and I still say, "Too bad. So sad. Walk away from it." And I'm just asking you if I did the right thing.
Yes, you did. Delete is the only thing you can do.
Purge it out of the system.
Yes, baby, move on. Be multiple. When you're multiple, you've got lots of choices, you see. Genius!
Oh, my goodness. Guy, I hate to do this to you, but you know what? It is 8:30. I have to continue on with the show because you know what? My homegirl, Steph Lang, is going to be on the show. And have you heard some of her music? It's amazing.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I'm all into Steph Lang. I think her stuff's awesome, and I hope you have a great next half an hour with her, and give her a big hug for me.
Absolutely, and you know what? She has this song called Mr. Immature, and have you heard it, Guy, where her chorus line is, if I wanted... I'm getting tired of misbehaving. If I wanted a child, then I would have had a baby. Get out, Mr. Insecure. It's clear to me that you're never changing. I need a man, not a boy that drives me crazy.
Right. Absolutely brilliant. She's a genius. I love her.
I know. So she obviously hit the nail on the head with this song. And I mean, I'm super pumped to have her on. Guy, is there anything you think that we should ask her when she's on the show that I should ask for you?
Ask her to go to realisticrelationships.com and sign up, because she's genius. I want her on my website. She's brilliant.
Well, I'm sure she would. Maybe she'd even write you maybe like a theme song for realistic relationships, a little intro song.
I think Mr. Immature might be that theme song, because it's a good lesson for all women to listen to that, and men.
It's true. I'm totally agreeing with you, Guy. But big hug and big kiss, because I loved having you on the show, and I want to have you back on. And I'm so grateful that I have you in my back pocket, Dr. Smack, to keep me in line, because boys are crazy, men are crazy, and there's got to be some sane people in this world, right?
Yes, men are crazy and women are bonkers. It's perfect, Nick.
Oh, my God, how I miss you. Anyways, thank you, Guy, and we'll talk to you very soon, okay?
All right, love. Lots of love.
And if you need any relationship advice, you can go on to smacktherapy.com and ask any questions to Mr. Guy Blows, and he will write you back, I promise. So on LA Talk Radio, we are going to play Mr. Immature from Steph Lang on Max and Friends.
Banging on my bedroom door. Your game is wearing thin. Loving you was such a chore. You're overrated, intoxicated. You're just a boy without a clue.
and Friends on LA Talk Radio with her song, Mr. Immature, which I'm a huge fan of, and I'm so honored to have Steph in the studio. Steph, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Fabulous. I'm so excited to have you in the show today because you are on your Canadian tour, I suppose.
Yes, we are on tour right now. We're just on a 3-week tour across the country. We're in Calgary tonight.
Yay.
Yeah.
Steph Lang is actually from BC, right?
Yeah, I'm from BC. I was born and raised on Vancouver Island. I grew up in a small town called Ladysmith, but I live in Vancouver now, so I've been living there for the last 4 years.
Yeah, singing, songwriting, producing. What do you not do, Steph?
I try to dabble in as many different things as possible. Producing is still a new thing for me, but I definitely love to build my own tracks and, you know, work on arranging strings and synths and keyboards and, you know, actually working on a creative palette in that sense. So it's cool. I'm still learning how to do a lot of things in the studio, but it's definitely just a learning process for me. So
that's awesome. It's so cool that you're taking risks and, you're just totally, instead of just, you know, singing, you're actually producing and, you know, going for it and writing your own music, because I think that that's a great way to connect with, obviously, your listeners and to really put your heart and soul into what you do. So kudos.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, well, you know, in the beginning when I didn't know how to run the studio myself, sometimes it was a little bit harder to get across a certain vision with a song or an idea musically. So, I had a really great opportunity with one of the studios in Vancouver, Hip Joint Productions, which I work with now. They sort of took me under their wing and taught me a lot about the studio, which is great because now I can do all these different things with my music. So it's great.
Yeah. And that's awesome. Some people call your music a cross between pop and rock and folk mixed in. I mean, how would you describe your music, Steph?
I think that's a pretty accurate description. I mean, you know, stuff that's on the radio is very, you know, pop driven, and you know, our live show is, you know, it definitely has a lot of high energy to it, and it, you know, we rock out pretty hard in our show. But we also, you know, like to incorporate, you know, some slower, folky songs, you know, whether it's just a trio, you know, a couple acoustic guitars and a violin. And that kind of sends off a little more of an intimate, personal experience for a listener. So we like to kind of broadcast a variety in our show. So, yeah.
And you know what I really love about your show, Steph? Is the fact that they are personal and intimate, but you really connect with everybody when you're on stage. We just had you perform for the Tour de Rock for Cops for Cancer out here in Victoria for Cool FM, and your show was amazing. You got up on the stage and you sang Mr. Immature, and everybody was singing, and it felt like, honestly, the venue, you probably had, I'm going to say 200 people or more in there. But the thing was, is you added your own personal touch to it. And you really felt like when you were in watching your show, you could sing along and like you were right there the whole time. And is that something that you try and do on every one of your venues?
Yes, of course. I find that anytime I go to a concert to see someone else, I always walk away with a closer feeling to that artist when they make a point to talk to the audience or tell them a story or give them, you know, maybe even an explanation about what the song's about. You know, when they make that effort to connect, to really connect with their fans, I think that's where you start to build your following and people actually understand the music. You know, they feel closer to it. So I really want to give that to people when they come to the show, and I want them to walk away feeling like, you know, they're part of it. You know, they're part of the song. They're part of a real experience, and that they're not alone. You know, like everyone can, you know, experience different things, but you know, at the end of the day, we're all human and we all feel the same thing sometimes. So
exactly. And that's what I love about your song, Mr. Immature. Can you give us some background? Like, when you wrote that song, were you just peed off at some boy?
Actually,
around the bush?
Well, this is a really long story, but I'll give you I'll give you the short version, I guess. Yeah, I you know, it's from a real experience. I was with someone for a good chunk of time, and it was, you know, kind of horribly dysfunctional relationship, and I kind of went through some stuff that, you know, maybe I shouldn't have gone through or I shouldn't have tolerated, and and then eventually I kind of woke up and I was like, you know what, this is not right for me, I'm not happy, this isn't what I need. And so I finally just walked away from it, and you know, time goes by and you start to heal, and it hurts and it hurts and it hurts. And I'm inspired the most when I'm in pain or hurting from something. So I gave myself some time to kind of process what I experienced. And then I, you know, took the time to really, really pin down the lyrics of the person that I was with. Because, yeah. You know, I didn't want to just bash him and not be classy about it. Like, I wanted to paint a clear picture of who he was and how it affected me, and be kind of witty and clever with the lyrics, and not be so like completely angry, you know? I mean, kind of cheeky. It's got a cheeky tone to it.
It's totally cheeky.
So, but it's also got a sense of like triumph, you know? Like I've conquered this and I've moved on, and I'm a stronger person from going through this horrible experience. So yeah, I had to give myself some time to really think about what I wanted to say with the song. Yet it was very, it's to the point. Like it's very to the point and very detailed on him. So, so that's kind of how it came across.
I know, and I love it, because the fact is I think everybody can connect to it. And the funny thing is we just had Guy on, and he's a relationship expert. And he would have told you when things started going south, you should have packed in your bags. But we all have to be in that situation where we get hurt. And, we all have to be smacked down to that level in order to say next time that we're stronger and we're not going to tolerate that, right?
Exactly.
But the funny thing is he thinks he actually, he wants to actually have you on his page because he thinks that your song is so great, Mr. Immature, because you hit the nail on the head when you said, if I wanted a child, then I would have had a baby.
Yeah.
Get out, you're insecure. And I love that line.
Yeah, well, it's pretty self-explanatory. I think in certain situations, it's kind of a tendency sometimes. Women will kind of get lost in a relationship. I know that that's true for me. Maybe not for everyone, but once you're involved with another person, your sense of identity can kind of get swayed a little bit, and it's within yourself to be able to stay strong and firm with who you are. And if you're able to do that, then your relationship can be successful. But in some senses, it doesn't always work that way. And if it's not good for you, if the relationship doesn't bring out the best in you, then it's just not the right fit, right?
You gotta walk away.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, like what Max is saying, Max is his name, right?
No, Guy.
Oh, sorry, Guy. Okay, sorry. What Guy was saying about, things going south and then having to pack up. I mean, yeah, I can agree with that somewhat, but at the same time, every relationship takes work. I mean, it's
totally.
Not just like, if things suck for a little while, all right, I'm going to peace out now. I mean, that's not the case. I mean, relationships are they do take work, and if you love someone, you'll take the effort or make an effort to make things work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's also, you gotta look at what's important and what's good for you, and listen to each other and do your best to give each other what you need.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I love the fact that your new album that you've released is called The Underdog.
Yeah.
And how did you come up with that title? Because you do have the song, obviously, Mr. Immature, and now you're going to be releasing a new song, which we're going to play at the end of the show, called Slave to Love.
Yeah.
But how did you come up with the title Underdog?
Okay, so when I moved to Vancouver, I was working with the studio, the production team right
yeah,
off
hip
the bat.
Joint.
Yeah, Hip Joint. And so the story with that is, there was several artists, coming through that studio, that were kind of, they would come in and sing some songs, that they wrote, the studio wrote. And they would go off and sing the songs, and, their career started developing at a rapid pace, which is awesome, and, not to name names or anything, but, they got plugged into the system, and they started getting really successful, whereas with me, it was such a slow process, because when I came in, and I won this contest, and they're like, yeah, we want you to sing these songs, I'm like, okay, I sang the songs that I didn't write, right? And mm-hmm. so I had to step up to them and say, you know what, this isn't what I want to do. I want to write my own music. I want to be my own artist. I want to, sing the songs that are close to me. And so I chose the road less traveled, and I said, you know what, I'm not just going to sing some other songs to advance my career. I want to take the time to develop as an artist and develop as a writer. So the process with the underdog is basically that whole period was super frustrating for me because obviously this career is something that I wanted for my whole life. Mm-hmm. And having to watch other artists go before me, right, take off before me and being close to that and seeing, wow, their career's really, really working out and, nothing's really happening with me, because I'm focusing on writing and all this stuff. So it was basically about having to really work hard and stick to my guns about what I wanted to do. I could have sung the songs that someone else wrote to get ahead.
Which we wouldn't
want to
do.
I could have done that, but I didn't. And so that's what the underdog means to me is because I'm the underdog and I want to prove, to myself and to the world that you can create a path for yourself and you don't
totally done. Steph, you know what?
Yeah.
Time has gone by so fast that Max and Friends is coming almost to an end. So what we need to do is we need to plug your website so more people can check out your music.
Sure. Yes, I'm available on Twitter. You can follow me at Steph Lang. Yeah. I'm also on Facebook. I've got my fan page there or my personal account. I post videos and pictures and stuff like that from the tour. So if you want to stay close to what we're doing, you can find me on Facebook and MySpace as well. So and I've got a blog site as well. So if you go to my Facebook, all of my links are there. So you can find me there.
Yeah. Steph's CD is called The Underdog, and you can check that out on her website, as she mentioned. She has her song, Mr. Immature, and we're going to drop in a few seconds her other new one called Slave to Love, which I absolutely love.
But that's
how fast time goes on Max and Friends, and I'm really sad that I've got to be wrapping it up. But hopefully we'll have Steph on here again soon.
Yes.
Steph,
thank you
good
so
luck
much
on
for
your
having
Canadian-
me.
Yeah, thanks so much, and good luck on your Canadian tour. We wish you all the best, and we hope to have you on again soon, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Okay,
so,
take care.
Everyone, Max and Friends is coming to an end. I want to thank Guy Blues, and you can find him on smacktherapy.com if you want to ask him any questions. Of course, you can always tweet us on Max Tucci's Twitter, and I have one too as well. It's Avery_Graham. Where you can ask any questions as well. I also want to plug that the CBS News is coming up next, so you want to stay tuned to that as well. And we'll be back next week with Max and Friends. So, Ronan, can we drop Slave to Love by Steph Lang on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends? Good night, everyone. Mwah!
Then you got it all wrong. 'Cause I'm just starting up. If you think I'm gonna put up with your bullshit, I won't. I already have.